circles, round and round we go. I dare you to find out what you've been missing. You like the chase, but I like the kissing. You will be kicking yourself for a minute if you close this door. Let's put a label on it, you know.
Welcome to What's Happening here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford. That was Ayla Brown with Label. I'm Aaron.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Scylla.
And you are?
Allie. We're Allie and Scylla.
Okay.
We're Allie McGurk and Scylla Bonney. That's the full.
Okay. So welcome. We'll be back with the ladies in a moment. Just want to play the theme song and we'll be right back with you. Enjoy.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A Brookline Ave to Lansdowne Street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, crowd outside the House of Blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Across that alley seems so far. Thank you.
that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with a singing, stringing, ringing ways.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Scylla.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On this lovely fall day? Wait a minute. It's still summer.
It's still summer.
I don't know. I don't
want to talk Scylla's about wearing it. A flannel shirt right now, but...
Yeah, true.
But I think it's still summer yet.
It is, because it's going to be 80 by the middle of the week.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be 80 according to my iPhone. Mm.
And iPhones are never wrong.
Never.
Mm-mm.
That's why we all have them.
Actually, the only reason why I have it is to talk to my brother. Other than that, using FaceTime, and it was my mother's. Otherwise, I actually don't have an iPhone.
Cool.
Because when they made them too small. And even with my phone that I have now, it's too small. I keep hitting the wrong keys.
Mm-hmm.
And autocorrect is the worst thing in the world they ever invented?
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much.
Sometimes I get really mad at it, and then other times I think of how many times it's been right.
Yeah, that's true.
I just, like, blow through that. I just, like, press a space bar instead of, like, seven letters.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So then I appreciate it then. Yeah.
But it always gets it wrong, and it always says the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, I was writing to a friend of mine who we've been friends since high school. So for the last many centuries, at least it feels that way to me. And I said, I'm sending you a strong hug or a nice, you know, gentle hug. And it changed it to a different type of hug. And it's like, you know me well, but that's not what I'm writing.
I know. That's happened to me before, too, to some extent. And it's like, then I get scared that they think that that's like a common used word on my vote. I'm like, wait, I've never typed that. Right. And it just auto-corrected it to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's... So, iPhones have never been good for me. Now that they're large enough, the cost is prohibitive.
Mm. Yeah, they're wicked expensive.
Yeah, they're very expensive. The new one that's coming out is going to be very, very expensive.
Do I want to pay my rent this month or get a new phone?
Yeah.
I don't know
what
I'm looking at.
Okay.
Speaking of.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that. That's a call from the Middle East. So.
Oh.
I just can't take the call. But... because I have you two lovely ladies in here, and that's what we're here about. So, well, what brought each of you into music, and what did you listen to growing up?
Whitney Houston.
Lots of Whitney Houston.
Lots of Whitney Houston.
Yeah, Scylla and I had similar childhood music, actually.
Sly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I was specifically listening to Sly as a child, Sly and the Family Stone, but a ton of Stevie Wonder.
Oh, definitely. Temptations. That was my jam.
Temptations. Yeah. Anita Baker, I listened to a lot of. My mom
was. Did.
Yeah. Take Five.
take six.
Take Six, I mean.
Take Six. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But also, that my mom, like, we had a whole other, you know, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Carole King.
Sorry, you're talking about people who spent a lot of time here in Massachusetts. I mean, James Taylor's from Boston.
True.
He moved to the Carolinas as a child and came back. That's where, you know, he's, you know, Carolina on my mind. Right. And, you know, Carly Simon, I think she lives either on Nantucket or... Martha's Vineyard.
That's because they know Massachusetts is the best, coolest, the coolest artists.
And Carole King, if you saw the concert for when we had the marathon bombing concert, and they gave an hour and a half to James Taylor and Carole King. Everybody else had, you know, 5-10 minutes, did a song or two. But that was really cool, because when she said, you know, I spent a lot of time here. You know, developing her music and, you know. I mean, because
Yeah, it's her hometown. It's her hometown.
Yeah, but see, I'm old. Okay. So I listened to all of them later than most. I mean, I listened to it after, let's see. I didn't know where rock and roll was until I was 10. Which sounds really weird, because I grew up in the 60s. But I had no idea until the 70s what rock and roll was.
Well, 70s is when rock and roll got really
hot.
Yeah. So I get why you would get that. In my opinion.
So as far as wanting to play music yourselves, what or who was your inspiration?
What or who? Well, I was always kind of a little singer girl as a child. I was, like, constantly making noises and singing. And I think that my peeps nurtured that. My family nurtured that. And I just kind of, like, assumed that identity at a young age, you know. Because I was, I mean, my family had a lot of, like, you know, musical theater. I have uncle and my grandfather was a musical theater. Professional, semi-professional. But yeah, we just like the arts and they nurture that.
Yeah.
In me. What about you, Syl?
I was always a little obsessed with music. It was like my drug, I think, as a kid. And I started on piano when I was a little kid, and then when I was about 14, started playing bass in church and in like a classic rock band with my dad. And then I got into funk and jazz and was like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And who do you listen to today other than your own great music?
I know.
So much. I've been Kendrick Lamar. I feel like I've had a little love affair with, in a way.
Because both of us are kind of working on our own albums, which is like completely consuming, and like I feel like everything I listen to is like not homework, but like I've been listening to a lot of Emily King, lot of like Leanne Mahavis. I love Jasmine Sullivan. She's a really epic singer. I don't know. It's like everything.
That's what I'm thinking about, how you're making a record and like what you listen to is so important in times like that, you know? And I'm like, yes, she's going for the
lead
singer.
Females. I know. Those women are killing it right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're each working on separate albums?
Well, she's also on my album. So basically, we've been playing in a band for a long time under my name as Allie McGurk.
Right.
And that's the record that we're releasing this fall. And then Syl is kind of starting that process this fall for herself as a solo album.
Well, when they do come out, we're going to want to debut them on one of the two shows.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want you to be heard. I mean, that's the most important thing.
Oh, my, yeah.
And speaking of that, what do you have for us today?
Well, let's see. Shall we do a song from the album?
Sure, yeah.
We'll do a kind of like start with a classic Allie song.
Okay.
Satisfied. Got the stars above. You're looking up at them with your love. And you know that you're his favorite girl. come on, let's go out and play. We'll make a party out in the sun. And we're gonna see everyone, yes. So tell me why won't you be satisfied? You can unwind. And it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, you know it's all right. And you can take your time, take your time, take your time. Can't you be satisfied? You can unwind. Won't you be satisfied?
More than satisfactory.
Oh,
that was, well, I guess I have to borrow the word from Mary Poppins. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If my sister's listening, she's going to love that you said that. If my mom and sister are listening.
You're listening to What's Happening here on WMFO. I'm Aaron.
I'm Allie McGurk.
I'm Scylla Bonney.
And we'll be back with you in a moment.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Thank you. you took was yours and also took my
That was Susan Cataneo and Krista Manville with Lorelei.
Oh, I love her.
Cute.
Great. Kirsten had a new CD out recently, and Susan Cataneo just had one that dropped last week.
Yeah.
And song I played earlier today is number one. So.
Awesome.
And we know your yours will be also. number one.
It's number one to us for sure.
Right.
Everyone's got to have the number one for themselves. Yeah. That's deep, right?
Well, but it makes sense. And they matter of fact, they use that in that was a big key point in City Slickers. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. Starred Billy Crystal.
And the cowboys. They do cowboys.
The old cow hand says, "It's all about this," and he holds up one finger. And until he unfortunately passes away, they don't get what this is all about because it's different for everybody.
I see.
And I was sticking my index finger up. It says right. Number one. So people wondering what's, you know, because you can. You know, of course, with, you know, live video that we're not doing right now.
Right.
But, so instead of my doing all the talking, let's let your music do the talking.
Okay. Should we do another?
Sure.
Let's do What Have We Done. This is a track that is available on Bandcamp for donation, and the proceeds... at this point, it was half. At this point, all of the proceeds are going to the Surge, showing up for racial justice, which is a great organization and a great network. But that's just a
Can you say
plug.
The name of it again?
It's called What Have We... Oh, Showing Up for Racial Justice. And it's at alisings.bandcamp.com. That's alisings.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
Great radio voice.
Okay. Oops. Have we spoiled all the earth? If you think about me, does it hurt? I think and worry every day. In an ordinary way, what have we done? Have I stolen all your songs? And am I singing them all wrong? I think and worry every day in an ordinary way. What have we done? So many lies we've got to work through. So much sacrifice, but you don't want to. Cause each man has got his price. It's not about you. Cause you don't seem to mind. It's not about you. Spoiled all the earth. And if you think about me, does it hurt? I think and worry every day in an ordinary way. What have we done? Have I stolen all the songs? And am I singing them all wrong? I think and worry every day in an ordinary way. What have we done? I think and worry every day in an ordinary way. What have we done?
Thanks. I've heard two songs and each one's better.
We're on a roll.
Uh-oh. Now we've got how many more? That's good. Thank you.
As many as you like.
They're going to keep getting better. Should we do another?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you want to do Long Time?
Sure.
Let's just do it right on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I'll just say again, this song is called Long Time, and it's yet to be released to the world as a recording, but it will be on our album, Slow Burn, released this fall, and we're very excited.
But this is the world premiere of the song in studio.
That's
WMFO.
True.
WMFO.
Nice.
91.5.
Okay. That's it. I wanted you. My side. I known you, babe. Wanna know you better. Never want you to feel pain. I wanna make it all better for you. For a long time, for a long time, I'm never blue when you're by my side. Stay, baby. It's alright, 'cause it's gonna keep getting, it's gonna keep getting better and better, baby, with you. For a long time, 'cause I'm never when you're by my side. Ever since I have loved you, babe, keeps getting better and better. We can always be this way. I'd keep loving you this way forever. It's just you. For a long time, for a long time, 'cause I'm never blue when you're by my side. You're by my side. When you're by my side. Thanks. Long time.
So when you write, you write from life? Do you write from fantasy? And do you write, is the inspiration for the words or the melody? Which comes first?
Well, I think I used to write, it's easiest to write from life. There's definitely, that's it. I think, like a jumping off point. For me, but sometimes it's just about, like, I think of maybe, like, not philosophies, but just, yeah, I don't know, things that I want to be thinking about or things that I think are great fodder for a song or, like, poetry type of things. Anything that's deep, I'm like, All right, maybe I can get a song out of that. But, yeah, I think that I've first think of, like, the phrase, and then the melody kind of goes from there, and then the chords go from there, generally speaking. I don't know. It's kind of different every time. What about you, Scylla?
Yeah, it changes. I think the lyrics usually come last for me. It's either, usually it's like I have a little melody, like a snippet of a melody stuck in my head, and then I see, like, what it wants to do.
It's interesting.
The words always come last.
I've never done that. That's a daunting thing for me, to, like, think of words to an established melody. But I don't know why.
Right.
Yeah, I've written one song in my life.
Cool.
And my friends way back when came over to the house and said, we never knew you could write.
Oh.
And then they, you know, put the, because I can't sing. So they put the harmony and the music behind the words. And well, I know it's been played about 150 times, so I guess that's, for me, I consider that a hit.
Nice.
Because it's all been live, so. And I've also played it on the air, but I used to write all the time. But to put, you know, instruments and music behind it.
Yeah.
It just.
You have to have the, like. I mean, I think that that's why, like, it's great to write with people sometimes, because in some ways, like, the chords behind it have to just be natural. So you can't, if you don't know what chords to play, then it's gonna mess with you, because it's like you have to, I think you hear the chords and then you have to just know what chord that is, or be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was that,
it's hard, it's stupid,
you know, band back in the 60s who, you know, the two members used to do that all the time, Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Did one of them not know how to?
No, but it, you know, Their foundation of their music, of course, was, you know, jazz and blues, and then they went to school for it. And you figure, they went to school back then for music. And, well, we saw what they were able to produce.
Oh, my God. Their songs are like, good playbook, like, or whatever you call it. Beatles songs actually taught me how to play guitar and play actual different chord progressions.
Nice.
That were cool.
Yeah, Paul McCartney just got the rights to their songbook back.
That's good.
Finally, whole thing.
That's relieving.
Well, because, you know, it was sold out from under them, and then Michael Jackson.
MJ.
Yeah,
he bought it.
He bought it. You
they
know.
Sold it.
Sneaky.
You know, well, somebody sold it. They didn't sell it themselves. I mean,
right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, God.
And,
maybe
know,
it's a good thing the music industry is crumbled to the ground.
It's like, but it's interesting because you figure, you know, the rights to the Beatles music was in the hands of a Jackson and a Presley.
Wow.
You know. And of course,
it makes sense.
It's interesting because, of course, the Beatles were inspirational in some ways to Michael Jackson.
They wanted to be music royalty and own all the royal music, and the Beatles are definitely royal music.
And Elvis Presley definitely was way back when.
I mean,
he still is today.
He's the king.
He's the king. Yes. Because he passed away 40 years ago in August.
Was my dream last night?
No.
Oh my God! I know. I wrote it down somewhere.
Elvis was in your dream?
Yeah, last night.
And she writes her dreams down. Now,
you know,
that's
what?
Another thing we just learned.
That
about
sounds
her,
like a song.
Nice.
No, that sounds like a song, though. It does. It sounds like a song in the making.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I can't believe it. I haven't thought about it all day.
You know what's interesting about it, though? She found her king.
Wait, what?
You know how when you're growing up, you know, it's the big thing to either find a king, you know,
or
a queen, or whatever, and the king came to you.
My name is Priscilla.
There you go.
You can't write this.
you can't say
this is real, really happening, real live in the studio. WMFO 91.5.
Yeah.
Me and Elvis.
I mean, that it can't get more real than that. Seriously.
Oh, geez.
It's been 40 years since his passing. It can't be a coincidence. Okay.
No.
Da-da-da. So.
Scary.
But interesting, though. But no, because some people write down their dreams, and some people, many people remember, but they forget them. And, you know, because you never know what you can pull out of your dreams to create your music.
True.
That's true.
So,
yeah, that's true.
So, what is your album about?
It's called Somehow. It's gonna be recorded this winter. It's like a blend of like retro, like we're going to record some to a tape cassette. We're also going to do some live stuff and some production on all of it.
It's really cool. She's already like posted a lot of the art from the photos that are going to be used for album art, and they're cool. Syllabani.
Yeah, Syllabani. Syllabani.com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
And that's like as in Priscilla, so C-I-L-L.
Yeah, short for Priscilla.
And where can everybody find your music?
My music is at allysings.xyz, because my last name's a little harder to spell, so A-L-I-Sings.xyz is where everything is centralized. You got to think about those things as an artist.
Yeah.
Although I am going to get the domain to alliemcgurk.com well, because totally. You could just make it the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
Both of them go to the same place.
It's like what I did with my show. I mean, you know, what's happening? I mean, mm-hmm. I was trying to decide what to come up, and I'm talking to one of my best friends, like, great name for a show, because it right now, this is what's happening. You know,
it is it's happening right now.
Yeah,
we just finished tracking. Well, we're gonna really tomorrow have a quick meeting at the studio and submit for mastering and mixing. So it's really happening. It's like happening.
And also, unlike everybody else hearing it the other way, Elvis has entered the building.
What?
Of your mind.
Oh gosh, what have I done?
It's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
So, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, let's do another. Do you want to do maybe My Man Is Gone?
Sure.
Let's do it. Bluesy. Gotcha. Kind of like a bluesy Elvis.
I said, each time, each song is better and better.
Thanks. That's a fun one. I love the blues. I think I'm just going to write a bunch of blues songs for the next album after this.
Love that.
It's like, freaking love singing the blues lately.
Well, I actually do. I do co-host a blues show at WMWM.
Okay, well, there you go.
And
when I start my blues cover band.
And jazz. And you name it.
Cool.
So.
Love that.
And we love having all of it right here, too.
Yeah, we can get jazzy, for sure, sometimes.
But that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know, because we tell a lot of people, actually on all the shows, you got to get out and support local artists.
Yeah.
And if you're an up-and-coming artist, be out there and stay for the other band. Stay for the other musician. Hear them, because you never know. One, there may be a collaboration, or they may hear something that inspires you to take your music in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And it's just got to infuse positivity into the scene. Everybody needs it.
Yeah.
So what would be your advice for either current musicians or up-and-coming musicians of all ages?
What's my advice? Practice a lot.
Listen to music that inspires you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Be searching.
Like, take a break if you need to take a break, but don't stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. I think that you've got to be nice. You've got to be, like, respectful and show up, and you've got to be able to play. Those are the three things.
Mm-hmm.
The hang, the inspirational ability to play, and like just like being able to show up and be responsible and accountable.
Make sure you do gigs where you think everybody else is better than you.
Oh, that's really...
That's huge.
But I think everyone does that now, you know. Everyone wants to always play with people that are better than them.
Makes you better.
Mm-hmm. Unless you don't. If you don't, then yeah, you should want that.
Right.
Well, you know, playing out together, playing separately, you know, do you ever go out to open mics separately or even together just to see a new song, get a reaction, just to have live practice instead of, you know, practicing at home or in studio or...
Yeah, I haven't done an open mic in a long time, to be honest. I did the Lizard Lounge open mic, is awesome.
Yeah.
But I think, to be honest, like, sometimes we have gigs that we don't, you know, that are more, like, meant to, or I do, that are more, like, meant to be background, or I'm playing solo or something, or smaller groups, and that's where you can kind of, like, stretch out and practice newer material that might not fly like at when everyone's partying to you,
right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I try to go out to see the musicians around town. I mean, especially lately, I just left my full-time job, actually, which kept me tired and not going out to as much music as I wanted to, but now I've been making an effort to see the local people who, like, inspire me the most.
Yeah, Cambridge Somerville, it's like you... There's so much good music every single night.
Yeah.
It's, like, really pretty cool.
You know, and there are bands of, you know, all ages at this point. You know, somebody gets inspired when they retire.
Yeah.
Or someone, you know, some of the teenage bands are great. We had Lily Black in.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, a great local band, Flight of Fire, in.
Cool.
You know, they're all Berkeley grads, and you never know. And that's why I think we're very lucky to be where we are. You know, because you have, you know, people have L.A., and then, but nothing's, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have New York, where everything's all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, having Conservatory, having Berkeley, having the opportunity for local radio and college radio.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's borderline. My when I was speaking, I already didn't mention
H-E double hockey sticks.
H-E double hockey sticks is better. Yeah. Is better.
So, do you have anything else for us before get a?
Yeah, one more. You think? One or two, maybe?
Sure, absolutely.
53. All right, then let's do I Can't.
Okay.
This is the newest song. This is going to be another studio premiere. To win the contest, I don't want to play the game. I just want to go on, be the best I've ever been. I don't want to give my body, I don't want to give my face. I just want to keep on rocking till I'm buried in my grave. There's so many reasons to quit this business, but I can't, no I can't. 'Cause people been dreaming, people been believing, and I can't. There's so many reasons to quit this business, but I can't. People've been dreaming and people've been bleeding, and I can't, no I can't. And I can't, no I can't, I can't, Thanks. One more. You said to choose an audible for this one.
More football.
Yeah. Well, to say, so the challenge was to pick a song that, what was the challenge? Or offer.
Something that inspired you, something that was brand new, or something that you always wanted to play.
All right, I'll do something I've always wanted to play.
Cool, do it.
Well, this one's not on the album, and this is a song of mine that that I love, and Syllables just like sing on it.
Cool.
I mean, love is, I do love it. Songs are, when you, I can't say you don't love your songs like a child, but
yeah,
I'm not trying to be like, you guys can think whatever you want of it.
Right.
Here we go.
And what is it called?
It's called If You Had a Dollar. If you had a dollar, could I take your dime? If I called you honey, would that make you mine? Did I say too much? Did I call your bluff? Or was it all too much? Sometimes number ones just feel like twos and threes. But honey, it don't count if you don't hang with me. Did I say too much for a baby? Did I call your bluff? Did I, baby? Or was it all too much? 'Cause honey, I know you don't have to say it as I know. It's all right, 'cause I know it's gonna be just you and me. You're gonna wait until you see. Honey, don't you eat all of that sugar pie. Sooner or later you'll just say goodbye. Did I say too much? Did I call your bluff? Or was it all too much? Yes, it's all too much. It's all too much. It's all too much. I think you meant that was a Mary Poppins ending. You mentioned Mary Poppins earlier.
Let everybody know where they can find your music again.
Please go to www.alisings.xyz or Facebook, Allie McGurk. That's Allie, McGuirk. Or you could probably find the info on WMFO.org.
Or my What's Happening page.
Or What's Happening page.
You can find me at Syllabonnie.com. Syllabonnie on pretty much anything, actually.
I want to thank both of you for coming in, and be great to hear your new music once it